Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Chester Elton back on the show. Chester is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of The Culture Works. He is the co-author of so many books, I had to use a wheelbarrow to bring them in, including my favorite, All In, which he co-authored with his constant co-author, Adrian Gostick, and he's here to talk to us about a new project. Chester Elton, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure to be with you, buddy.
Good to have you back. So, what am I passionate about? That's what you want to know, isn't it? What motivates me?
Exactly, and that's the title of the book. What motivates me? Put your passions to work. And the reason we went there on the book, you know, a little bit about our journey is, as you know, we started to see what could engage and motivate people at work as far as recognition goes. I do something great and I'm appreciated for it. And that was, you know, the carrot principle in all the carrot books. And
right.
Then we delved a little bit into teamwork and then All In, your favorite book, about, you know, creating that culture where people really believe what they do matters and it makes a difference. Well, the fact is as we started to do more training and consulting with our, you know, little company, The Culture Works, it always came down to, and I know you know this, it always came down to getting the right people in the right places that were excited about what they were doing, that they were passionate about their work.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got that emotional engagement, when you got people really excited about the work, you know, why they do it, that it makes a difference and so on, that's where the magic really happened. So we looked at a lot of different things that were out there that I think are very helpful. You know, there's strength finders. You can take an assessment and find
right.
out what you're really good at. And there's the Myers-Briggs and
right.
DISC and so on, which are personality profiles.
And also the five-factor model, which I've done quite a bit of coverage on the show with Pearson Jane Howard, who've written a book on personality at work. And So that's what I was going to ask you. There's so much that's already been done. What was left to cover?
Well, you see, when you take those assessments, and again, I think they're all very valuable and interesting, and you and I have taken them all, right?
Mm-hmm.
It tells you a lot about your personality and your profile and so on. Things that are pretty stable. You know, your personality is pretty much who you are when you're 6 years old. The thing that we really delved into that we thought was fascinating about motivation is, unlike the others, your motivators change, you know, and as leaders in business and so on, a lot of times we think, well, there's a very simple formula to motivate people. There's three things that motivate people, or, you know, Jim has always been motivated by, you know,
mm-hmm.
X. And what we found was it just wasn't true, that, you know, early in your career, you're motivated by certain things. Mid-career, it changes. Certainly the end
things
of your
career. Things that you believed you would always be motivated by. In 10 years, you don't care anything about.
Exactly. And what we found is that a lot of times we think of ourselves as motivated by the things we'd like to be motivated by, you know, our aspirational motivators,
mm-hmm.
or that other people's perception of us. So what we did is we got together with the really, really smart people out at Talent Smart. They actually put together the assessment for emotional intelligence, which was really cool, Travis Bradbury and his team.
Right.
And we said, look, can we take a more analytical approach to this and really try to identify how many motivators are there at work that are significant? And, you know, are there some groupings there? Because I think if I understand as a leader what my motivators are right now,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a better leader. But more importantly, if I can understand the motivators of the team around me, and what they are right now, not what they used to be, not what they should be, but what they are, I'm going to have a much more engaged and productive team. Does that make sense?
Well, absolutely. And of course, you've got two situations, actually maybe three. You've got the what's established inside of the people who aren't going anywhere, the owners, the founders, of a company.
Right.
Then you got all of that. What motivates? What are the identities of the people you already have? And then you've got the people that you need to acquire, because some of the people you have aren't the people you need.
Well, you know,
All I'm doing is identifying. I'm thinking of how do you identify how this is useful, but how it also can reveal where you got holes, chinks in your armor, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
And where you're strong.
Right. And so we see a lot of applications for the assessment. Now, you know, the book doesn't come out actually until the end of the month, but you can pre-order. Mm-hmm. So don't be afraid to do that on Amazon. But the point is the book will give a lot of explanation on, you know, what are the motivators, the process that we went through to identify those, you know, the science behind it. But then in every book is the assessment. So you get a little code and you go online and it asks you a series of questions that you need to be brutally honest with when you answer.
Don't try to guess what they're asking. You just answer the question.
Right. And that was the feedback we got as we alpha tested it and beta tested it. People said, boy, you know, you really had to be honest. You really had to do a little soul searching. And we say, look, when the question is asked, you know, your first impression is going to be the right one. Just, you know, don't overthink it. Just answer the question and move on. But to your point, we see a lot of application for the assessment. An interview is coming.
Give us an example of one thing that you consider to be the overarching achievement of this program. What could it be for a company? One thing.
Right. Some of the real big ahas we had, and there's two or three of them I'll share with you, is one is that motivators change. That was a big aha.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to be really tuned into the fact that as people's lives change, and they'll have life-changing events.
Right. If you're the business owner, it not only changes for you personally, but it changes the way you're motivated to operate your business.
Exactly.
So it leverages. Your motivators become leveraged, don't they?
Right. And the other one is you know, that we had a big aha's. You know, there's a big trend out there. Well, money isn't a motivator. You know, don't get caught in the trap of money. Well, you know, money is a motivator for a lot of people.
Yeah, it is.
And it reminds me of the old saying my buddy's mom used to say, money isn't a motivator if you've got it, but it sure as hell is if you don't.
Yeah, that's right. Chester, hold on to that thought, folks. The new book and the program is called What Motivates Me? Put Your Passions to Work. And that book's available later this month, but you can go ahead and order it right now. Quick break. I'm going to ask a lot more questions of Chester about this after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.